Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today.
He can speak to you with specifics, with details. And that's the power of dreams, because a lot of times when we're awake, we're so busy with life, with the children, with soccer practices, with paying bills, with answering phone calls, with work. Mm-hmm. But when you go to sleep, He has your attention.
Yeah.
And He can now give you these details. He can give you colors. He can give you people. He can give you places. He can give you things. He can give you activities. He can give you all of these pieces of the puzzle.
But before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our Christina Pereira Ministry sponsors who help support the mission to unite the body of Christ and fulfill the Great Commission with love. A big shout out to Gopher Ministries, who provides all of our equipment for our gospel events. Davis Financial Services, who does all of our financial accounting. Harvest Family Network, through which I am licensed and ordained. And Life Changing Productions, who helps put together evangelistic events to reach our city for Jesus. If you or your organization are interested in becoming a CPM sponsor, you can find out more information on our website at christinapereira.org. Do you have a loved one special occasion coming up and don't know what to get them? Well, now you can sponsor an episode of Revealing Jesus in their name. And you can give them a special dedication message read on air. It makes a great gift. To find out more information, just go to christinapereira.org/podcast. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. I have an amazing leader in the body of Christ with me here today. He is a sought-after prophetic voice, and he is the author of the new book, Supernatural Dimension of Dreams, Understanding How God Works While You Sleep. I have with me here today, DeMonte Edmonds. DeMonte, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Christine. I'm excited to be on Revealing Jesus. You know, I've been on a lot of podcasts, but I love the title of your podcast. Look, Revealing Jesus. What more powerful thing can you do or talk about? So I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. You know, I'm so passionate about exalting Jesus. And it's amazing that we get to talk about all things the King and His Kingdom. And I believe all of heaven centers around the beautiful Son, and so should the body of Christ.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Yes. Yes. So, you know, I know your audience is being blessed. I've heard great things about the podcast from those that have been on. And let's have a good time today.
Amen. I'm excited. Let's do it. So since this is Revealing Jesus, I have to ask you how you met our beautiful Savior Jesus.
Well, amazingly, I always believed in the Lord. I don't remember when I didn't believe in God or Jesus, but at 4 years old, my aunt would go to my grandmother's house, and she was a Bible teacher for what was called like a mission. It was a mission. It wasn't necessarily a church. It was kind of like a church, but it was like a mission because it was in the urban areas, really impoverished area, and she would work with a lot of kids, and they had these boards that they would put up, and they'll put these Velcro figures of Jesus, of Peter, of the Roman soldiers, all these different sceneries and backgrounds. So she would practice on me. I was the 4-year-old, 3-year-old guinea pig. She would practice on me her lessons. And then one day she asked me, after a few months of practicing on me, would you like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I immediately said, yes. I just felt He was real. I felt He was good. And I always knew that he was watching me somehow, some way. That was always in my heart. I said yes, and I received the salvation experience. And then years later, while I was in the Baptist church, the preacher was preaching, and my mother and I both went down the aisle and were baptized together about 10 years old. So that's how the Lord made himself known to me.
I love that so much. You know, it's so interesting. Everybody's salvation story is so different, but they're all so beautiful. And I love that we get to share these testimonies on here because it's really, truly remarkable to me. And I think if you're listening to this show consistently, hearing all of these testimonies, you can find yourself somewhere in there. And it's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I know so many people in the body of Christ, and some people, they don't get saved until they're 40 or 60 years old, or some people, they were in these wild, outlandish lifestyles. One of my friends, he was a master witch doctor, master Buddhist witch doctor in Vietnam. And then he got saved. He tried to stop a crusade by using occultic power. Then he gets saved at the crusade because the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to him. And now he's planted over 1,000 churches. So it ranges from me at 4 years old, you know, with the Velcro demonstration to the Buddhist witch doctor getting saved. But Jesus loves everybody. His blood is enough for everybody, regardless of where you're at.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Well, I've loved reading through your book, Supernatural Dimension of Dreams, Understanding How God Works While You Sleep. And when we first started talking, I said, you know, I'm really excited to talk about these books about dreams because I really believe we're getting ready to go into a time where we're going to need as much supernatural insight from God as possible. Can you tell me how Christians can begin to understand that God will speak to them while they've slept and what that's been like in your life?
Yeah, so it started fairly early for me, from probably right when I accepted the Lord. I began to get dreams that I knew were from God. When I turned 6 or 7, they increased. But there are some people that don't dream. I was surprised to find out there's some people that don't dream. I've even met people that have never had a dream. But I want to tell you this, that first of all, we have to establish that God desires to speak to his children. Any good parent, you know, I'm a father of four. We talk to our children during the morning, during the middle of the day, at night. And so even, you know, I get up out of the bed and go check on the children. So God desires to not only speak to us, he desires to check on us and watch over us and communicate his thoughts. And one of the primary ways that he does this is through the vehicle of dreams. So believers need to know that God desires to communicate with them. And then two, that he does communicate with them. Then three, dreams is one of the primary modes that he shares his heart with us.
Amen. Yeah, I love that. How has the Lord given you vision or direction through your dreams?
Amazing question. And this is one of my, you know, I love dreams about the future and things like that and destiny. But I love when he gives me instructions. Amen. On what to do. Because let's be honest, have you ever prayed and prayed and prayed, and it's like you didn't get any answers that you know of? One time I was praying. I prayed for like an hour and a half. I came downstairs. My wife was asleep on the couch, and she had three dreams. I didn't hear anything in prayer. She had 3 or 4 dreams and just laying down for like 20 minutes with all of these answers and solutions and instructions. Yep. And so sometimes the answers comes in other people's dreams for you. But back to your question, I was just segueing a little bit. One of the amazing times that he gave me a dream with an instruction was just recently. I had several doors before me, several opportunities, and I just couldn't get a piece about one of these opportunities. Nothing bad with the people that invited me, nothing bad with the platform opportunity, but I'm a stickler about being in the right place at the right time, the right people, doing what God wants me to do.
Amen.
And I had a dream that I saw myself in another state. And so I knew that I needed to be in that place. And when I went to that place, it wasn't just for me to be there to share the gospel. Also, he had some things lined up for me that had been prophesied. So there were some divine fulfillments attached to following that instruction. Now, this used to happen a lot when I was dating my wife, before we were engaged, before we were married. I would have dreams about gifts that she would want.
Wow.
And so, yeah. So what would happen, I would give her the most random off the wall gift. And she was like, oh my gosh, I just saw this on TV. I saw this in a store. and I wanted this. How did you even think to get this? Who even think to get this for a person? Mm-hmm. And for about 2 years that went on. So the Lord gave me some favor to move forward in marriage.
Hold on. Did you tell her it was from him? Did you?
Well, yeah. So it's two parts to the story. One, I would tell her, you know, God told me after a while, maybe after the first birthday or first event. But then what would happen, he would also tell me what she was going to give me as a gift. And she didn't like that after like the third time.
Yeah.
And she begged me, do not ask God. Please ask God not to tell you. And so, you know, I would just laugh and laugh. And this last, I think year before last, she literally almost threatened me. Please ask him, don't tell you. Please don't let him tell you what I'm taking you for your birthday. But it shows that God really can speak to you in detail, not just in this general, generic type of way that, oh, I feel a peace from God. Oh, I feel a joy from God. And those things are needed. But he can speak to you with specifics, with details. And that's the power of dreams, because a lot of times when we're awake, we're so busy with life, with the children, with soccer practices, with paying bills, with answering phone calls, with work. But when you go to sleep, he has your attention.
Yeah.
And he can now give you these details. He can give you colors. He can give you people. He can give you places. He can give you things. He can give you activities. He can give you all of these pieces of the puzzle. In the book of Job, it says this: God speaks once, God speaks twice, and then when man doesn't perceive it, he speaks to them in a dream. And so sometimes we miss it while we're awake. And that dream is this divine backup to make sure that the communication system of heaven reaches over to us.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's so interesting to me because I find in the kingdom, things go down best with rest. And so a lot of times I think in our waking hours, we can be really restless, like distracted and things like that. And sometimes, like you said, when we're resting, he's got a captive audience. And it's honestly so interesting because if I'm having any doubts about, you know, direction or insight, a lot of times I will go to sleep and then I'll wake up and the Lord will be speaking to me and I'll remember it. And I'm like, okay, that's for sure the direction that we're going. So I think it's awesome. And then one thing I wanted to say too, that prayer that you pray, I pray that every single day, Lord, put me at the right place with the right time, with the right people, doing the right things.
Really?
I pray it every day. And for me and my family. For
Wow.
me and my family, every single day.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, there's so much power in that and just trusting the Lord to like order your steps. And, you know, to put you with the right people. They call that Quera success, supernatural success, Holy Spirit-led success.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And it is. Yes, I love that. And, you know, I've had other ministers of the gospel ask me questions like this. How did you get to go all these places? How did you go to these countries? How did these doors open? And they're looking for a formula. They're looking for a marketing program.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm looking for? The will of God.
Amen.
Every day, even if I'm not asking the Lord out of my mouth verbally, in my heart, I'm pondering the will of God for my life, for my family, for those close to me. I'm pondering it. I'm keeping it before the Lord. Do I need to adjust? Do I need to shift? Do I need to move this? Is this something I need to do? And I'm staying open for his direction. And so we can pray that prayer from our hearts, just from our thought, because the Bible says this as well. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But also he does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Yeah.
Some people don't even think.
Yeah.
God, what is it you want me to do today? They don't even think about that. They just pray prayers that they want God to do for them. But maybe your prayers are not being harvested because you need to switch and say, well, God, what is it you want me to do? And you'll find that more of your prayers will come to pass when you answer the desires of his heart.
I love and that.
Yes.
Yeah. That Ephesians 3:20 verse, that's my verse this year, man. I'm declaring it everywhere.
Yeah, that's it.
So tell me this. So you and I both have dreams from God, but how can our listeners know if they're having a dream from God?
Very important question. I think that is the number one question people ask me is how do you discern the source of your dreams? Firstly, I would like to say that dreams come from three sources. One is the one that we don't want, the one we don't like. And I'm going to say that 99% of the time we don't need it. It's from the enemy. Mm. There are dreams that come from the enemy to oppress us. If you have feelings of oppression, feelings of fear, anxiety after a dream, they could be very well dreams from an enemy. If you're being chased, if you're being attacked, mm-hmm. if you're falling off a cliff, they could be very well dreams from the enemy. And so those dreams that bring negative thoughts and negative feelings, negative emotions, and just don't increase your faith, don't enlarge your hope, they may very well be from the enemy. That's some indicators. Then there's dreams, which we call the pizza dreams, dreams that come from the soul.
Mm.
The Bible says that from the business of life, people will have dreams.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I've had it where I'm watching a TV show and I fall asleep and I start dreaming about the TV show. I've had it, I'm on the couch asleep and a commercial comes on. I remember I was dreaming about this big, juicy Burger King burger and somebody woke me up and the commercial was still on. Mm-hmm. And you know what's amazing? Your brain thinks almost at the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dreaming about the commercial as it was going on. The commercial hadn't ended yet. That's how fast your brain can input information. Mm-hmm. Also, business and life, just not taking time to quiet yourself. The Bible says this in Hebrews. We labor to enter into his rest. That's not just falling asleep and going, you know, falling into your deep sleep. His rest mm-hmm. is a place of internal peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can hear God the loudest and the clearest,
mm-hmm.
where there's not a lot of anxiety and business in your soul and your mind. And some of those dreams are soul dreams that come from unresolved trauma. But the God dreams, how can you know your God dreams? This is some indicators and factors. One, what you're dreaming, does it relate to what you're praying about? If you're praying about going on a vacation, then you see yourself in the Bahamas and the dream can very well be applicable to your prayer life. So a lot of times your dreams bounce off your prayer life. That's why you need a prayer life, because I look for answers or relevant things from my prayer life to my dreams. Number two, is there some type of scriptural backing, scriptural relevance, scriptural places that I can point to in the dream? And mm-hmm. I remember one time somebody was praying for healing, and in the dream, they were looking at a figure and the figure held up a snake on a pole. And they felt like it was somebody trying to curse them. And I laughed and I said, no, you don't know this, but in the Bible, Moses held up a snake on a brazen serpent on a rod. And yeah. it wasn't a curse. It would represent healing.
Yeah.
And I believe that even the, I don't know, the Greek curse of medicine that they swear to over to a sepulchris, whatever his name is, even he had like a brazen serpent type of thing mm-hmm. to represent healing. So that's what the Lord was speaking from the Bible. And they needed to search out the Bible. Another thing, does it encourage your faith?
Mm-hmm.
Does it reveal your future?
Yeah.
Does it give you more hope? Now, there are some dreams, like you see a loved one passing away. That's not going to make you feel good.
Right.
But you know what the Lord could be doing? He could be preparing you.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, if it's a kid or somebody in their 20s and 30s, I'm going to pray, I'm going to bat it up, I'm going to war against it. But if it's your uncle and he's 110 years old already,
mm-hmm.
hey, I'm sure you love your uncle, but at some point he has to go home to the Lord. Maybe the Lord's just preparing your heart so you can prepare for that moment. I've had that happen with many people. So there are some of the indicators to look for from those God dreams. And as well, one more thing, God dreams tend to leave more of a longing, impactful impression upon you mm-hmm. than the soulless dreams.
You are part of a great company of women who are called and empowered by God. It is time to inherit audacious boldness from Women of the Bible. I've got a great resource for you. Prophetic leader, author, and president of Kim Moss Ministries and Women of Our Time, Kim Moss. Her new book, Finding Our Muchness, provides a fresh look at women in the Bible who advance the kingdom to inspire and equip you to move with God in acts of bold faith. Look away from competing voices in culture by reminding you of the brave women in Scripture. You can learn to break through barriers, dream big, and discover your kingdom identity and purpose. And just for being a Revealing Jesus listener, you get 40% off and free shipping with promo code REVEALINGJESUS at familyownbakerbookhouse.com. Pick up a copy of Finding Our Muchness today and discover how now is your time to rise up in faith and move forward with boldness. Link in show notes or visit bakerbookhouse.com.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's so good. I do want to say one caveat. If you do dream of your 110-year-old uncle going home to heaven, don't go tell him. Please don't.
No, yes. Don't tell them no. No, let the Lord tell them, because that can bring fear on people and it could just make their last days miserable.
Yeah. So please don't do that.
Yes.
I do want to tell you about this one dream. So we're a very prophetic family, and my daughter is very prophetic. My daughter once had a dream and it really scared her. But, you know, I always tell her, I say, if you ever want to talk about a dream, we can talk about it. And she had a dream where she was being eaten or chased by a giant caterpillar. And in her dream, she thought I was doing nothing about it. And at the time, we were dealing with some spiritual warfare. And I'm so glad that she told me about that dream, because it let me know that I was doing the right thing by taking authority and taking control over it. And even though it did scare her, God used it. And I believe God was showing her that I am doing things, you know, and it helped me know that I was on the right path. So that's kind of an example of like a dream that's a little bit scary, but is also a God dream. So
yes, yes. I had one early last year about this demonic dark brown and black mixed type of horse with red eyes, laser red eyes. And it had such a nasty disposition, nasty attitude. And it came trotting into our neighborhood. Our neighborhood is very friendly, very peaceful. Several neighbors have pictures of our family on their refrigerator. And we love our neighbors. We said if we ever had to move, the saddest part would be, you know, the missing the neighbors. So anyway, this demonic horse comes in and the Lord gives me a weapon to shoot it. So I pop out, I shoot it twice. And sorry for you guys with PETA, I'm talking about a demonic horse in the spirit realm, not a natural horse.
I will clip this part.
But yeah, he gives me this weapon to zap it. Let me say, it was more like a zapper thing. But when they hit it, it was like the word of God went like lightning from this instrument to the horse. And the horse got up and began, it was trying to dig its way into the ground of the neighborhood. And it had to come out of this hole and leave. But as it left, it turned back and gave me a main nasty look and did some other things I'm not going to say. But it knew that it had to leave. And so this wasn't like a positive dream. But the Lord was showing me that intercession over the neighborhood was needed and important because of that horse, which wasn't like an imp or a low-level spirit. It wasn't a principality. It was like a strong man type of spirit. If it had been allowed to reside there, it would have been broken homes. There would have been children dealing with depression. There would have been marriages that were struggling. It probably would have been financial issues in houses. And you probably would have had 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe a dozen different houses going through turmoil, not realizing that it was rooted in a demonic spirit taking residence in the neighborhood. And so some of those dreams that don't seem positive, it's actually positive. The Lord's showing you what the enemy's trying to do, because he's giving us a chance to war against it and to come into partnership with him to see that the will of God is done and that the will of the enemy is brought down. That's another important part of dreams. Many dreams are an invitation, especially for intercessors and prophetic people and seers and discerners. Many dreams are an invitation into partnering with the will of God to see it come to pass. And
That's so good. Yeah. And I just wanted to mention this real quick. You talked about how kind of our soul and the things that we see can impact our dreams, you know, but I found the same is true for seeing in the spirit. Have you ever noticed that if you're watching something on TV, you close your eyes and you start seeing it? It's the same thing. You know, that's why the Bible says, guard your eyes and guard your ears.
Yes. And as well, there are some prophetic people that had trauma in the early parts of their life. Maybe it was violence they experienced. Maybe, you know, know several people personally that were sadly victims of satanic ritual abuse, or maybe it was some type of molestation. You know, those images are burnt into your eye gates. And so even what happens, even though they can see, sometimes the enemy still has an open door where he brings this torment in their dreams and in their seer dimension. And there needs to be inner healing and deliverance that takes place to deal with the memories and images of trauma that are programmed through their ocular nerves down into their brain, into their amygdala, into other parts of their body. So sometimes, especially for seers and prophetic people, if they've dealt with trauma at a young age, they have to make sure that they allow the Lord to walk them to deliverance so what they're seeing is uncontaminated
right.
by the harassment or torments of the enemy.
Yeah. So you just mentioned inner healing. What can people do if they're having like consistent nightmares and things like that from the enemy? Because clearly they've encountered some kind of trauma and it's in their soul and it's playing out in their dreams. What can they do?
Yes. And sometimes it's not trauma that they're having these nightmares. Sometimes they need to build their spirit man up more. Mm-hmm. So the Bible says, we have a spirit. Mm-hmm. We are a spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times, even Christians, even ministers, you have to build your spirit man up. Two ways you can do that. The first way is to get full of the word of God. The Bible says, taking the shield of faith, which is the word of God.
Yeah.
You know why it's a shield? Because it gets into your mind, your will, and your emotions, your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this subconscious shield that comes up when the enemy comes with suggestions that are contrary to the word of God. So it's this shield that's working for us in the spirit and in the subconscious that we don't see. And it's activated as you get full of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when these dreams come, because I used to have nightmares. I used to have these, you know, demonic attacks one to two times every week or 2 weeks. But now that I maybe have one bad dream a year because I learned to build my spirit man up with the word of God. Secondly, your prayer life, building your spirit man up, especially mm-hmm. if you can pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the spirit.
Yeah.
It says, beloved,
yeah.
praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself up, speaking in the Holy Ghost. Just sometimes spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes just praying in the spirit. The Bible directly says that builds you up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
if an attack is coming against a city or a nation, you know what the nation does? It fortifies itself.
Mm-hmm.
City fortifies itself. So praying fortifies you. Getting for the word fortifies you.
Mm-hmm.
And then close off any doors. So you have to live clean. You have to live righteous. You have to live holy. You have to repent when needed. Those are some of the things you can do for nightmares to prevent them. But if you're having them, there are so many people that they let themselves be a whipping post for the enemy. They'll tell me their bad dreams, their nightmares. And I said, well, did you bind it up? Did you rebuke it? Did you tell them? No, I didn't do any of that. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Decree the blood of Jesus over you. Mm-hmm. Decree the protection of Jesus over you. Speak Psalms 91, mm-hmm. that you're under his shelter, under his protection. Use the scriptures to protect yourself mm-hmm. and bind up things the enemy are doing and rebuke it and tell it to stop in Jesus' name. Use mm-hmm. the authority in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, it's so interesting to me. I think as we grow in our journey, beginning to use our authority is a powerful thing. And, you know, truly all authority comes from the word of God. And so you see Jesus in the wilderness when he was tempted by Satan saying, it is written, it is written, it is written. And unless we know what the word of God says, it's hard to say back, it is written, you know, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's a two-part thing. And so I'm passionate about Jesus, but I'm also very passionate about the word of God, because I think there's just a sore lack of authority from a lack of actually knowing what the word of God says.
Yes. Yeah. And that's major. Revelation gives you a strategic advantage. You know, one thing militaries do, they have intelligence departments. They have intelligence agencies.
Yeah.
Because if you study many of the wars, especially World War II, World War I, whoever could decipher the communication of the enemy and have intelligence on the plans that the opponent was going to make, those militaries, those nations won the war.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they were losing, once they got that intelligence, they won the war. So that's what happens with the word of God. It gives us intelligence into the things of the spirit, mm-hmm. into the kingdom of God, and into the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. They're not natural weapons. They're not natural knives and rifles. They're spiritual tools that can overcome every wile and trick of the enemy.
Yes. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, this has been so, so good. Is there anything burning on your heart you'd like to say directly to our listeners today?
Yes. I really felt impressed from the Lord that God wants to issue a challenge to you today. He wants to challenge you to pray, believe him for, and expect a dream from him that will show you your destiny. And for many of you, even though serving in church and ministry, you're walking somewhat in your calling, your assignment, but there's something about your destiny that he's going to reveal that's going to take limitations off your heart, off your mind, off of limitations people have put on you. And it's going to cause you to be in a position to have to believe God like never before, to have to pray like never before. And so it's this pro and well, I don't want to say con, it's not a con, but it's this bittersweet part. The sweet part is when you see it, it's going to amaze you. But then as you think about how will I get there, it's going to make you have a little anxiety, but that's okay. It's going to bring you to a place of greater dependency upon the Lord, which is going to cause you to stretch and grow spiritually and walk in the fullness of the identity that Christ has for you. I'm going to end with this scripture. The name of this podcast is Revealing Jesus. Colossians says this, our life is hid in Christ. But when Christ appears, our life appears with him. Many people are unfulfilled because they know something's missing. They don't know what's missing in their life. But as you get closer to Christ and he opens up his heart, he begins to speak back to you about your own life. And now you begin to walk in a new wealth and richness that you didn't have before. So believe that he's going to give you a dream that's going to be a catalyst for you being launched into a new place in your destiny.
Amen. I'll take it. I'll take your challenge. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You know, it's so good. I always heard this. If you have a dream that you can fulfill in your own strength, it's not God.
That's it. That is true. That is true. You know, that's just a baby dream. That's not the God dream.
Yeah. And it's so amazing to me, you know, that Ephesians 3:20 prayer. We started off talking about that. Now to him who is able to do abundantly more than we can ask, think, or imagine, to him be both glory and honor in the church now and forevermore.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. I love it. One of my favorites.
Yeah. And so, you know, if we have a dream that's from God, it's only something he can fulfill. And it's only something that will bring him tremendous glory.
And it's, yes.
He's so worthy of it. And I love that so much. All he's asking is for a yes. You know?
Yes. Yes. A lot, you know, when you give him a real yes, it starts the ball rolling in a new type of way.
Amen. Amen. So good.
Yes.
Will you pray for our listeners today?
Yes. Well, Father, we just thank you for the listeners. We pray that they were blessed. We pray they were encouraged. And we just come against any fear about spiritual dreams. Yeah. We just bind that up and take authority and let them know that they're covered by your goodness, by your mercy, and by your grace, and by your angels. And we pray, Lord, that dreams will activate from heaven in their life greater than ever before. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. 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 This has been so fun. Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So good. Well, I hope and I pray that this episode has blessed you. I will have links from today's podcast in the show notes under Revealing Jesus with Christina Prayer, wherever you get your podcast. And there you'll find resources to connect with us and our special guest, Demonte Edmonds. And be sure to pick up a copy of his new book, The Supernatural Dimension of Dreams, Understanding How God Works While You Sleep. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless. Beloved, let me introduce you to my King. He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely, and he is my King, and he can be yours as well. All day long, he holds his hand that you might take, that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear him calling today, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth. So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God.
of your glorious standard, I ask you now to send your Son into my heart to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you, and keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you, and we want to send you a free PDF copy of our New Believer Workbook. Just go to christinapereira.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes, or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.